Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Happy Friday. Happy Finish Strong Friday.
Finish Strong Friday. Finish Strong. You got to finish strong. That's what I do. Every Friday in June, I'm here. Even if it's a really nice day outside, I come to work.
Finish Strong Friday is presented,
like
always, by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Celebrating 29 years of finishing every job strong, they're growing and hiring licensed plumbers and HVAC technicians who can finish every job strong. Apply now at call128.com. I hope Zoe is calling our friends at call128.com because he's apparently in need of a little plumbing service there today.
Oh, my.
Little hot water heater mishap.
As Tom Morgan said, T's and P's. Barely enough water for showers this morning and a small leak.
Can you imagine?
Next thing you know, the disappointment when he realized he was going to have to bang out on a Friday, because I imagine he's ripping out the old hot water heater himself and installing the new one, which is why he can't be here today, right?
He's got that flat bar.
I don't know how well well versed he is in plumbing rules and regulations and permitting and things of that nature.
You understand he can't be here. There was a small leak that could have spread
leak, or did it burst? Did it like burst at the seams?
It's leaking and it is in danger of running off the concrete pad. Beetle, do you know
how
long?
I
was told that what do you call them? What do you call the companies that come in and clean up after a big mess?
A crime scene cleanup?
No. You know, restoration services.
Oh, yeah.
I was told that restoration services would be getting called in today. So I figured it was a major, major burst.
You were not told that.
I was.
By him?
Yes.
He said it didn't get anywhere. He told me.
That's not the story I got. I got a story that restoration services would be called. I'll tell you the name of the specific company off the air because I don't know which companies I'm supposed to say or not say. I don't know. I'm not sure. But there would be restoration services there today.
Do you know how long it takes to hook up a hose to a hot water heater and run it outside? That can take upwards of 4 to 5 minutes. So how do you expect him to be here after he hooks up that hose to drain the hot water heater?
That doesn't factor in emotional damage, though.
Thank you,
yeah,
McCone. Don't think for a second that he should be here today and he should just let a plumber take the old hot water heater out and put a new one in like we've all done numerous times in our lives.
Well, call a professional is what I would say.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You know what's amazing?
You do
this.
That, but then how do you leave? How can you leave your house, especially on a Friday in June? How can you do that?
he wakes up today and he goes, oh, it's Friday.
I can't wait.
I
can't wait
strong.
For him to call today. It's going to be the greatest when he calls in today, all pissed off.
And we don't take his call?
No, we're going to take his call. Of course
he
we're going to take his call.
He exaggerates about the amount of water.
Is this like the 104 degree temperature? It goes up a degree every hour. Is that what it is?
7 feet of water.
Send pictures. And if the photographer...
It's reached the first floor.
There's Dan O'Brien. His brother's a plumber.
Your brother's a plumber, Dan.
D-O-B. A leaky hot water heater. You need to bang out from work for that? Yes or no?
Call a professional.
And leave your house. If only there was someone there that could let a plumber into the house. Well, I think there is. Well, good luck, man. I know how much he wants to be here every Friday in the summertime. And the fact that, you know, with the Bruins out of it and, you know, Patriots don't start up here for another couple weeks, these are his favorite days to work when you really have to dig for the stories and put the work in on a Finish Strong Friday. So I know it's double killing him not to be here today. So I just send all your good vibes Zoe's way. Everything that he's dealing with today with that small leak that he has in a hot water heater that you told him to replace a month ago.
That's the best part of this story. I told him when he told us how old his hot water heater was and he was getting it looked at, I said, what are you bothering to have it looked at for? Based on its age of being original to your house, just replace it. I said, that thing is that is on borrowed time like you wouldn't believe. It's way past its due date. Put in a new one. Just no questions. Put in a new one. And then he said that he had it looked at, and a professional said, no, it looks fine. I said, what? That's a bad opinion. I told him, I said, that's a bad opinion. That hot water tank being 25 years old is a...
That's the original hot water heater in his house?
It's been there forever. I said, that thing is ridiculously overdue for a changeout. What's the number of years? Is it 7, 10? What's the number? You could schedule it. Put it on your calendar.
You can set an egg timer by the hot water heaters now. The warranties are 7 years. Let me tell you something. At 6 years, 51 weeks, you should be shopping.
Get a new one.
Or just replacing. And they didn't used to be like that. And I'll give him credit for this. Because his house was built, 30 years ago?
I think 25 or so years ago.
From my experience, has been the hot water heaters they're making these days last 7 years to the day.
Well, I mean, the good news is he got a good
30
one.
Years ago, maybe.
Think about how long that one lasted.
He got a great one.
He got a lot of use out of that, but this day was coming.
But today is the tragic day where it is no more, and he can't be here today.
A lot of memories with that water heater, though. He won't have to worry about the missing work for the next one either, because he's not going to be on the radio.
Oh, T-Bone.
Well, he's going to be vested, right?
T-Bone's been really pushing a anti-Zoe agenda here in recent weeks. I don't know if people are picking up what he's putting down, but
anti-renewal agenda.
He said he was done.
He wants his contract to be his last. JP in North Providence is going to tie in Zoe's water heater to the topic we will inevitably lead with today.
Good.
JP, put him together.
Beetle, Hardy, Tim Mack. Tuukka Rask, if he comes to work, he's not 100%. Better he stays home, takes the excuse. You guys will fill in and do the job just like Rask shouldn't have been playing. Keep him at home. Plus, don't forget, he raised his kids with that hot water that when he was giving them baths when they were babies and stuff. So he's got to be home. It's emotional.
It's about his family.
Did he bathe the kids in the hot water heater? Because I'm not a plumber. It just sends the hot water up to the tub,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's just saying that the hot water that tank produced for his family, his family's been impacted both positively and negatively now by that heater. And so that emotional roller coaster and the tug at the heartstrings of the family, you know.
Hot water heater.
They're all gathered around.
Hot water
goodbye.
Heater. Friday in June.
All right, Tuukka Rask, what he had to say this morning. He spoke with the Bruins assembled media and what now?
Adam Jones. In fairness to Zoe, he probably has an affinity to the backup water heater. It's like a club. Be rude not to meet it. said he wants to be there when he comes into the house for the first time. Sorry, that was a private text. I don't know if that was actually meant for
he wants to be there when the new water heater replaces the old.
His family doing a Bruins.
I mean, you
got to
remember by the end,
family doing the center ice hug around the old water heater.
I hope he kept his kids home today for it.
Yeah. You have to.
Oh God!
Wait for it all the way.
Give me that valve. Unscrew that one piece right there. I'm going to put it on a necklace and wear it.
Oh, God.
Go around the room and say one thing they'll remember it for.
They're going to line the driveway and I'll be holding copper pipes as it leaves. All right.
They're not having a funeral for it. It's really a celebration of its service.
Yes, exactly. You know? Exactly.
They're going to do a Zoom. Anyone who's ever been to the house and had so much as a cup of tea, you're invited to the Zoom and to share. Raise your hand, please, and keep yourself muted until it's your time to speak.
Just the hottest water. The hottest water.
It really did. And it'd burn you if you weren't careful.
All right, we'll pick this up on the other side with what Tuca said this morning about his future. Turns out he needs surgery, just as we expected, based on some of the comments in recent days. We'll tell you all about it. You'll hear him. You'll hear it coming up today. Other stuff to get to with Taylor Hall as well on a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sports Hub. Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Heavy hearts on this Finish Strong Friday. We're going to do our best to finish strong, but it's not easy on a day like today. Scott Zolak saying goodbye to his water heater. Could be happening any minute now. Adding to the tragedy at the Zolak compound this morning, the plumber wasn't going to be able to be there until 10:30 this morning. Thoughts and prayers. The Zoom in memoriam will feature a photo montage, collage, the hot water heater and the various services it provided over the years. Photos of clean laundry, dishes, and some baby bathtub pics. Nothing that's not safe for work. None of that.
Terrific. All right, let's get to Tuukka Rask. You just heard that promo. How fitting. The Michael Felger and Maz promo of they've got to move on from the goaltender. They've got to move on from Tuukka Rask. Tuukka Rask this morning made it known that he has a torn labrum. He's going to need surgery. He will not be able to return to action until January or February of next year. So Tuukka Rask was, in fact, playing hurt. Tuukka Rask was playing with a torn labrum and a bad back.
Yeah, and then when they asked him when he did it, he said he thought back in the bubble. So once again, everyone was trying to drive themselves crazy, trying to figure out when he hurt himself. You know, it was when he skated out of the crease in game three, or it was that. This is something, according to Tuukka this morning, that he felt pop in the bubble in Toronto. This is nothing new. This is something that he's been playing with. And as he explained, I'm sure we're going to listen to his audio. You play the style of goalie that he plays. If you're, you know, butterfly, you're, this is something that's almost inevitable. You're going to have this at some point. So you've been dealing with it. I don't doubt that it got worse, but it sounds like something he's been playing with and playing through the entire season.
Tuukka Rask from this morning. Have a listen.
Well, can you tell us what was bothering you and what you have on store for this summer if you need surgery?
So I have a torn labrum in my hip. Probably going to do surgery. I'm going to do surgery. I just don't know what the exact date is, probably within a month. Start the recovery process, and then we'll see what the future holds after that. Hopefully recovery goes well, and I'd be ready to play hockey at some point next year.
So you want to play still and you want to come back to the Bruins?
Yes. Hopefully. I mean, I do mentally, I'm up for that. And then the physical aspect, hopefully everything goes well, like I said, and then, you know, we'll probably be looking at January or February return to hockey. So that's kind of the plan, and hopefully it works out.
That is Tuukka Rask saying he's going to have that surgery sometime within the next month. Doesn't know exactly when, but this obviously begs questions about him being an unrestricted free agent and whether or not he'll be back with the Bruins. And in his mind, the only team he would want to come back with is the Bruins. And so a question was posed to him by our very own Mark Capello, who said, well, what if you get to that point after surgery, you're not back with the Bruins, you're not signed, but you're healthy and ready to go. Are you going to go to another team? Because if you still want to play hockey, that speaks to, if it turns out the Bruins don't want you back and you're healthy, what are you going to do?
We'll see when we get there. Maybe I can go play in Finland. I have a part owner of a team in Finland. They're opening a new rink. Maybe at that point, I'd play in Finland. Who knows? Maybe I'd go play Czech Republic again. I don't know.
Oh, a little salty.
That's bizarre to me.
That he wouldn't even consider another NHL team?
Yeah.
He didn't say that, but that's kind of what it sounds like. What if the Bruins have goaltenders and you're not signed and he goes, I'll move to Finland.
Okay, but Finland I get. If he said, if the answer was, if the Bruins don't want me, I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I will continue playing there, but I'm going home because that's it. I'm done and I'm going home. But to say you're going to consider, I don't know, maybe I'll go to the Czech Republic. Maybe so you're going to consider everything but the NHL? What if there's another team that wants you?
Here's the answer right before that.
All right. Tuukka.
This is our home. We have three kids. Kids enjoy here. They have friends in school. We have friends. At this point in my life and career, I don't see any reason to, go anywhere else. Especially, with the health I'm looking at now, like recovery time, 5 to 6 months. So hopefully it works out that I recover well, and then we can talk about contracts when time is right for that.
Boston is my home. I don't want to leave. Kids, friends, we've made a home here.
Water heater.
But I'll go back to Finland or the Czech Republic if the Bruins don't want me. That doesn't seem to make a ton of sense. And I would say that if you're the Bruins, I would say you got to move on from Tuukka Rask. But you know what I think has happened? Do you know what I think has happened here with Tuukka Rask revealing this?
They already said they don't want him.
You've maybe got a team that told him, we don't want you back. We're not looking to sign you. Or the Bruins have lucked into the situation where they can start their year with Swayman as their goalie and potentially a veteran, name whoever you want. And then they also say yes to Tuukka and bring him back because, hey, you're not the guy anymore. You weren't here at the start of the year. You said you'd come back to us or nobody else. You're at the end. They could start treating him like he's an afterthought. They could do that too. They've got options. They could make the move to not have Tuukka be the number one goalie anymore and still have him.
Yes.
That possibility is now sort of in the mix, and I bet it happens. But the way they talk about this guy, how he's their goalie and how they backed him and how they freaking started him when it was clear his torn labrum was bothering him, and they still put him in there anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that it bothered him any more than it had bothered him throughout the season. It doesn't speak well to anybody who thought that maybe, like I did at the start of the playoffs, that I had this, as I said at the start. You remember what I said about Tuca? How I had an irrational confidence in him? Like, I can't rationalize it, but I just thought he was going to be the guy, and he did continue to be the guy that they started. But at the end, for everyone who, you know, points to his history and everything else, they were proven right to a certain extent. You know, there was something preventing him from being 100% at the very end. Just to hear him tell it, though, that something was preventing him from being 100% way back to last summer.
Right, but that doesn't mean that it's a straight line and that the way he feels and the percentage he is at was a straight line the entire time from the injury. I would say the more you play on it, the more you're going to have issues of days where it just isn't working for you. And maybe you'll have days where you do feel good, see game four, and you have days where you feel terrible and you can barely move because you've got something going on. And so I don't know why they could have easily said, we're going to go to a healthy goalie and we're going to keep the hurt guy out for a couple of days to get him right again. He missed time this year. They obviously knew what he was dealing with, and they still just stubbornly went with him. It seems ridiculous to me that they knew this, and they knew what he was working with, knew that kind of injury that could be a real problem, and still, blindly, without even giving it any real thought. Yep, go ahead, get in there.
Now, it seems even more ill-advised now. It does. There's no way around it. I think for anyone who thought that maybe there was going to be an easy transition here, not necessarily comfortable or not awkward, but saying like, you know what, we're done with this Tuca thing now, and we're going to go with Swayman. And if Cassidy and everyone decides that that's probably what we should have done, you know, after the second period of game five, now we're going to do that in earnest starting at the beginning of the season. This complicates it. Because now you are going to do that with Swayman.
Yeah, I think this makes it easier that he's hurt and he's going to miss the time. I actually think it's easier now.
It makes it easier, but what if Tuca is saying, oh, no, I'm going to get the surgery and then I'm going to come back and play in January or February?
Can they keep him on the line and not sign him until January?
That's what complicates things.
I think it's actually perfect. You can have Swayman. You can sign a veteran. And if Swayman regresses as good as he has been, you never know. We've seen Hart in Philadelphia go the wrong way. So it can happen. You can have a young goalie that regresses or doesn't maintain the level of play.
If
that happens, we were waiting on Tuca. We're bringing back Tuca in January. You've got options.
But what do you tell Tuca and his agent in the meantime?
Get healthy.
You've
already revealed you're not going to any other NHL team, so it's not like we have to compete with anybody.
When I'm healthy, though, am I going to have a spot on this team? Well, we got to see how everyone's playing.
Sure, you're going to have a spot on the team. Tell him he's going to have a spot on the team. And then if you don't want him to have a spot on the team, yeah, two good things have changed. There's no spot on the team for you anymore.
He'd be a good backup.
Yeah, or a good backup plan if the goalie position is by chance a disaster. I don't think that's going to happen.
And he hasn't quite morphed into the age of goalies who turn into like really good. Wow, that's a solid backup you've got there in that guy. You know, a veteran who's, you know, played at the highest level. He's not there yet, but he could be that guy. I don't know that this is going to be the process that allows that to happen for the Bruins or any other team. Uh-oh.
We're just getting the condolences sent our way. Dan in Needham. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. I just got into the car right as this segment started, and whoever's idea it was to open with Amazing Grace, I literally thought Scott Zolak had passed away, and this was your memoriam to him. I was, like, shocked, and then you get the water heater, and it was crazy. It was awesome. So great job, whoever's idea that was. If I could just say something about Rask really quickly, I think he has morphed into that backup guy. He's the guy who can't count on the end of the season, the postseason at all. Swayman was lights out for that last month or so that he was starting while Rask was not healthy, or he was playing backup. and we didn't see what he could do. Rask is a guy, your goalie gets hurt, he plays a game or two, and that's it.
And if you can get the young player in Swayman, or down the road, if Swayman doesn't work out, you go for Vladar, you see what that produces, what do you have? You at least can bring back Tuukka midseason. You can bring him back if things don't go well, if things fall apart, and it's an epic disaster, you have him to go to.
But people aren't going to like that.
No, they're not. But he also would no longer be the number one guy. So come playoff time, he's not your guy. You'd have to have somebody else. He'd be in the backup role. Backup goalie, not the starter. And they would pay him appropriately. Yeah, this is your home. I think he's giving up any leverage he might want to create for a negotiation with the Bruins. As in, Boston's my home. This is the only NHL team I want to play for. And if they don't want me, I'm going home to Finland or the Czech or something like that. Also, this from the Lion Chef this morning. A poem, Hardy.
Oh, a poem. Oh.
You gave us baths. You have us.
Can we hear the music again, please, Tom? Hold on a second. Because this deserves a musical accompaniment here.
You gave us baths. You made the hottest water. You were there for all the holidays and the birth of my first daughter. I should have said I love you more. I feel like such a jerk. So today, in your honor, I also will not work. Scott Tolak. We're offering our condolences for Scott Zolak's water heater today, which suffered a catastrophic malfunction.
T-Bone has an image at the memorial service, hand on the water heater, gives the hottest water. What else can you say? Just hot water.
Like, have you received any photos of the damage yet, Hart?
On demand. I have not.
Okay.
Are you getting any?
No, I haven't received any yet. I'm waiting for some of that.
If there aren't hip waiters involved, I will not back off one bit.
Tim McCone is here. He has headlines. We'll get back to more of your calls on the Bruins. I want to hear from Taylor Hall and his future. What's going to happen to Taylor Hall? Will he remain a Bruin? He talked about that this morning, too. It's on the way.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right, but it's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Looking forward here, obviously you're going into free agency again. Has there been any discussion with management yet? And do you think there's a match here?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's changed, since the last time I talked about this. But I see a fit, and hopefully they feel the same. We'll let the dust settle on everything this year. I'm sure they have a lot of stuff going on, and some other guys that have been here longer than me that they have to worry about, and then we'll figure that out. But hopefully we can make something work. That's obviously my goal, and. Like I said, hopefully we can make that happen.
We don't even talk anymore. T-Bone rolling out the sad music all day today. Taylor Hall hopes to remain with the Boston Bruins, and he's prioritizing a fit over money, which to me would seem to indicate that his original comments about always wanting to play in Boston and his comments going back to his pre-draft visit with the Bruins all those years ago will help the Bruins retain him at a cost that isn't ridiculous or out of hand. It feels to me like it would be now a surprise if he goes elsewhere, because as much as he tried to back off the hometown discount stuff and did that interview with ESPN going back a few weeks, right in the middle of an off day in the playoffs, just happened to do an interview, a one-on-one with ESPN about how he's, you know, willing to test the market and go elsewhere. I think he's sort of now going back in the other direction because it's just him speaking honestly about the situation. And that is, he probably prefers to stay right here in Boston. He even talked today about how Canada, still facing all the restrictions, he's going to stick around here for a little bit.
Yeah. Now, when the reports first come out of what he was saying before I heard it, I'm like, wow, you know, he's talking about wanting to stay here. His girlfriend likes it here. You know, they're sticking around. I thought, okay, this sounds like a guy who legitimately wants to stay here. He brought up the COVID restrictions. Do we have it, T-Bone? And when I heard him say it, I felt a little bit differently about it.
Taylor, I assume you just sort of pack up quickly here and head back to TO for the summer, or you also said that you liked it here. I wondered if you just might linger and take a few days, or did you just head right out?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be here for at least a couple more weeks. Like I said, I love the area. My girlfriend does as well. And unfortunately, back home is not very open. I don't even know if I can go to a gym or get ice time right now back home. So I'm in no rush to get back there. And we're going to enjoy our, you know, a few weeks here. And then we'll get back and see our family and whatnot. But yeah, I'm in no rush to leave.
That sounds as much about not being able to do anything once you go back home as
it does.
He
said he loves the area, and we already know his love for the Bruins.
That things aren't open up back home. I can't even get ice time.
Yeah.
What do I want to go there for? So I'm going to stay here because things are open in the U.S., and I can actually do stuff.
He also, in that same sentence, said, we love the area.
It wasn't the...
And we know he loves the Bruins.
It wasn't overflowing. It wasn't the... Oh, no. Boston feels like home. I've never been in a city for this short amount of time that felt so great. That's how it was portrayed by a couple of people before I heard it for myself.
His agent might fire him if he says that. He can't go too overboard, Hardy, but I think if you read between the lines...
I don't think he was overboard at all. He said, I like you. We're going to be here for a couple of weeks because nothing's open back home.
I'm saying he didn't go overboard.
No, I don't think he did anything.
All right, more from Taylor Hall.
I don't think there's anything there.
I think you're not seeing it.
We've seen some guys, Pasta and Brad, take maybe a little below a market value to stay here and keep the team together. Do you see yourself doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what my value is at this point. I feel like I had two different seasons. But yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to, you know, absolutely maximize my value at this point in my career. I've been fortunate enough to make some good money in this league, and at this point it's about, you know, more of a fit for me than you know, maybe money or you know, a long-term thing. I just want to, you want to find a home for the next few years here, and we'll see what happens.
That's better. That to me
says, how's you feeling better now?
That says more than his love of Boston. It wasn't so much about the love of Boston. Is no, things aren't open back home. But when he says, no, I don't need the same contract that I got when I was making $6.4 million a year. I don't need to maximize. I don't need to make more money than I've ever made before. Okay, good. What else? Bit more. I'm looking for a fit. I'm looking to stay here somewhere. Looking to stay here.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
He wants to stay put somewhere. Wants to be somewhere for a few years. Doesn't want to just be, you know, bouncing around between teams. Would you be surprised, T-Bone, if he went elsewhere now? Are you expecting him to remain a Bruin? I am.
I would be shocked.
Shocked. He'd be shocked. Not even surprised. He'd be stunned. Shocked.
Not disappointed, though, but shocked.
Wait, so you don't care if he comes back or not?
Not that I don't care, but it's not the end of the world.
It's not like a hot water heater.
Exactly.
That's
perspective,
the end.
Please.
That's the yeah, please. Have perspective on a day like this, please, Hardy.
And it does seem silly to be talking about Taylor Hall or anything else on a day when Zoe is replacing a hot water heater. That, to me, just there's an undercurrent of sadness and perspective that I think we need to kind of ground ourselves in a couple times per segment today.
Yeah. And offer thoughts and prayers and support.
Yes.
At a very difficult time. Very difficult time. Rask Taylor Hall, your thoughts on both of these guys today and the things that they said. And
very quickly about Hall, he's saying, like, I don't know where I am right now. Essentially what he's saying is, okay, I'm not 6.5, but I'm not 2.5 either, you know? Don't think you're going to get me for, you know, the lowest I've ever played for in my career, because his stock went up the way he played here after the move. So I think he's in a reasonable place right now with those comments about the money. I don't think it's going to be super cheap. I don't think it's going to be, you know, the discount that some people might be hoping for.
But it doesn't sound like he's looking for like 6 years right now either.
Exactly. All right. Sorry, Pete. Go ahead.
No, all good. 617-779-0985. We'll get your thoughts on both Rask and Hall from this morning as the Bruins close things out for the year. They pack up their things and go wherever they are going. And for Taylor Hall, that means staying right here in Boston. We'll continue with that. Also, some Celtics discussion coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. McCone is here, and I've requested him to take a victory lap today. That is on the way today as well. Don't go anywhere.
At Sport of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Zoe and Beetle.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's a little bit of a discussion going on in the office, Hardy, about what we should send. Should we send flowers? Should we maybe send an edible arrangement? What should we send? You know, these situations, people have their preferences. Should we make a donation in lieu of flowers?
Exactly.
Lasagna.
Some plumber out there, yeah.
Yeah, food. Food is always a good option. Yeah. Large pots to boil water in. I mean, something practical.
Graphics. Great job, Josh Fowler.
I don't know. Like, I want to reach out to him, but what do you say?
It's always difficult, isn't it? You never have the right words.
I never know what to say. It's like, I know what you're going through, but do I? I don't know.
No one does.
I mean, the fact that he's going to, hopefully it's fixed by now, but the fact that they were without hot water for 4 or 5 hours today, before the plumber could get there this morning?
Imagine.
It's hardship.
I don't even like thinking about it.
It's hardship. Let's go to your calls. Evan's in Mattapoisett today. Evan.
Hey, guys. I'm glad you gave me a couple of minutes there to recover, because I was really tearing up at that beautiful montage you guys had. I wanted to take a couple of days after the Bruins lost. And when I watched the Instagram post at 98.5 put out this morning that Tuukka tore his labrum, I had to do a double take. Because I was like, what the F is going on? How can you possibly play someone with a torn labrum and a bad back in an elimination series? Like, for years, Bruce Cassidy, I considered him like the best coach in Boston. I know everyone loves Bill Belichick. He's a GOAT. I thought for a long time Bruce Cassidy could do no wrong. But when John Tavares wanted to leave the Islanders and they didn't pick him up for Krejci, that and this decision to play Rask instead of Swayman in Game 6, like, boggles my mind. I'm hurt. I'm in pain. I don't get it. I'm speechless.
That's like, how we feel about the water heater. Hurt, pain, speechless. I understand those emotions.
I don't even know what to say.
But he's got a point. To be serious about this, I've been saying this all week, and this was just confirmation of my thoughts. The guy was really fighting it at the end. And you know what? He does deserve the credit for playing. He didn't bag out. He tried to play through it. How reluctant he was to play through it, I'm not sure. We played that clip from a couple of weeks ago. Credit to Bruins Luchador for remembering this yesterday when he said, go back and listen to Rask 2 weeks ago. He said, well, they say I'm all right, so I guess I'm all right. And so he was expressing some, I'm not okay, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to play. And so, fine, I will give him all that credit. I can't tell you how many times I've heard in recent days that, well, you don't criticize Brady when he plays hurt. You don't criticize Bergeron when he's playing with broken ribs a few years ago. The difference being that those guys were still capable of playing near their level. And in Brady's case, he just won a Super Bowl with a hurt knee. And he won a Super Bowl with a laceration on his hand. Okay? He had significant injuries that he played through and was able to perform. Patrice Bergeron, same thing. Wasn't 100%, but was still helping his team. Rask's injury just got to a point where he wasn't helping. He was hurt. And I think it hurt the team at the end. And they could have had someone else in there. I don't know that it would have made any difference in their final game. But I feel like you owe it to your team to not put him in there when you know that he was dealing with that.
I don't think it would have changed anything. I do feel for, and this is something I disagreed with Maz on yesterday, in that Bruce Cassidy and the Bruins made the easy choice and took the easy way out.
They did.
By starting Rask. See, I think it's the exact opposite. Because now they're incurring all this criticism and all this second guessing as to whether or not Rask should have played. Had they not played Rask in game six, why didn't they play? What, okay, what's the reason for Tuukka not going? Well, he couldn't even finish game five. He's hurt. He can't play. We're going to go with Swayman. Okay. If Swayman plays well, they're heroes. If Swayman doesn't play well, he wasn't ready. It was a tough spot. There's virtually there's nothing that's going to come back on Cassidy and the Bruins as a whole by starting Swayman in that spot. I think they made the tougher choice in putting Rask in.
No, see, I think it would have taken some balls to put the kid in. And they didn't. They didn't want to do it.
Not after the
status quo.
Not after the kid finished game five. The kid finished game five. And Tuukka was out. Was Tuukka playing so horribly that it was obvious he had to be pulled? No, we all decided that there was a fair amount of surprise to see Swayman in net to start the third period in game five. Oh, like maybe Rask is hurt. We don't know. After the game, why did Swayman come in? Well, Tuukka's battling some things. We'll see. What did they say the next day? We'll see how Tuukka feels at the morning skate. If Swayman got the start in game six, what's going on? Tuukka really wants to go. He can't go.
I don't think it was as surprising that the kid came in as you've made it out to be in recent days.
Because
he didn't participate in the morning skate that day, which is unusual and hadn't happened in some time. Definitely didn't happen in this playoff run. And that was a tip-off that he was being protected from something. They were trying to do their best to shield him from any further wear and tear or injury that day and to be as rested as possible for the game.
Okay. But he still started.
He did.
He went.
Yeah.
He went two periods.
And he wasn't good.
And he went, but he wasn't awful. It wasn't obvious. He didn't give up five goals on six shots. And they're like, we got to get him out of there. He can't see the puck.
4-on-16 is not very good. I think by the end of that second period, we knew there was something wrong with him. So I didn't find it all that surprising.
Not the way they were playing in front of him. I thought the power play goals when guys are all alone in front
of them.
Him?
I get it.
Three goals on three power plays. It's like that's not on Tuukka. I was surprised to see
Swayman.
Maybe not.
But what it showed is that he wasn't capable of playing above just being average goalie.
Okay, so you start Swayman
replacement level.
You start Swayman in game six. No one's going to question why. We had to pull Tuukka at the end of game five. So we're going with Swayman. What if he's not ready? We don't have a choice. So when the game is over, if he wins, great. Everything worked out. Good call. You know, it's a good thing he was there. If he didn't work out, and I don't think it would have been any different. I think the result is essentially the same. You talk about those two goals that Tuukka should have had. Tuukka himself says three. I'm sure there are some people who say he should have had all of them, including the empty netters, because they just want to pile on Tuukka. And if that happened to Swayman, say, well, what do you want from the kid? It's his first start ever in a playoff game. Yeah, and he hasn't played any meaningful minutes other than the third period the other night in weeks and weeks. So, no, that's not on him. They made the harder decision by starting Tuukka Rask in game six. That was the ballsier call.
We promise more of your thoughts on this, and we will get to those coming up in 90 seconds. Coming up at 11:20, we'll hear from Tim McCone on why he was right all along about a certain Celtic. That's on the way.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.